What is life like at the hospital these days? If you've not been to the hospital, you may be seeing images on TV of overcrowded emergency rooms in major metropolitan areas. Well, what's it like locally? Joining us right now, the medical director of the emergency department at Lake Huron Medical Center, Dr. Doru Bali. Dr. Bali, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thank you.
How is everything going over at Lake Huron Medical Center in the ER?
So it's going very, very well, somewhat underwhelmed by the volume, right? The volume increases have never really been there, and I don't think it will really get to the same acuity that, you know, some of the Metro Detroit sites had. So the volume is pretty much currently down by about 50%, and then they remain to do so. There's a lot of you know, a lot of the population that's somewhat very, very reluctant to come to the ED. But we are open. You know, we're definitely open and ready.
Do you think that some people have been staying away because they're afraid that there's perhaps an overflow of people coming in with symptoms of the coronavirus?
Absolutely. So we, from what I'm seeing from my own experience, is that people don't come in because, A, they feel bad that they are not as sick as possibly some of the people that have COVID infection. So they feel bad for even coming in for anything. And then the other thing is we are seeing definitely some significant delay of care, you know, even like 2 or 3 days ago when we had a patient that's been having, you know, chest discomfort for 2 days, and he ultimately succumbed to his condition because he came in too late. So we are seeing, you know, kind of like a multitude of things, but people are very, very reluctant to seek care other than speaking to someone on the phone, very reluctant to be seen in person.
Boy, that's a sad story. But we're hearing of that happening locally and in other places as well. I guess, Dr. Bali, what is your message to people in terms of how they interact with the ED at Lake Huron Medical Center or any hospital for that matter?
So we have a very safe triage system where, you know, the minute that you actually enter the building, you're kind of like sequestered in one room, speak through the triage nurse immediately, and then pretty much based on your symptoms, you're either brought back immediately right to the back to the ED to be seen by the physician, or you're taken to the registration person. So the first contact person that you actually see in the hospital is a nurse. And so we're keeping things very, very safe. You know, part of our department is actually, you know, for high-risk COVID patients. But all the other services are open. So, you know, if you are having chest discomfort, abdominal pain, anything that the layperson believes is an emergency, then you should not really delay care because it can make things worse if there's complications of such delay.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the example that you cited is one of those, and any time that somebody waits too long to seek treatment, it could be a fatal decision in some cases.
Correct.
Yeah. I guess it's good to know that you are open and ready. So what are some other things that you want us to know about the emergency department at Lake Huron Medical?
So the wait times, you know, even before the pandemic started and our volumes were higher, you know, the wait times to see a provider are very low. And I'm talking about like in minutes, you know, oftentimes below 10 minutes to see an ED provider. You know, we are a grade A leapfrog rating, which is a national institute pretty much that grades you based on your quality. You know, we're also a five-star CMS facility as well, which is like, you know, one of the very few in the state of Michigan and pretty much in the country as well. You know, and then slowly as, you know, as we are reopening, you know, in stages, I think the plan is for outpatient surgical procedures to open as well starting on May 18th. But right now for any, like, you know, if there's any emergency procedures that need to be done, they are currently being done in the hospital.
All right. Well, good to know as we begin to see things reopen, as you said, we'll get things going again in our hospitals as well, because a lot of people have been putting things off for some time, and they're ready to get their care that they need, and they've been postponing.
Yep. Yeah, safety is definitely our priority. All our staff have, we have adequate amounts of PPE, so the patients that do come in, they are concerned. You know, they are being... they're being protected from staff and other patients. So there's really, you know, I mean, everything is pretty much done by the book in terms of what the CDC guidelines state that we should do. So, if there's any concerns in terms of, you know, symptoms, anything like that, you know, just the biggest emphasis that I can say is the patients should not delay care.
Absolutely important for people to know that. Dr. Bonley, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.